The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It was one of the more unusual roll call votes in the U.S. Senate.
Mr. Manchin, aye. Mr. Cruz, aye.
Because what you just heard was Texas Senator Ted Cruz voting against his own anti-Obamacare filibuster, essentially voting to shut himself up. And even a body as fractured as the U.S. Senate wasn't going to disagree with that.
On this vote, the yeas are 100, the nays are 0. The motion is agreed to.
Who says the U.S. Senate can't work together? Of course, he wasn't filibustering the actual bill, only the motion to proceed on the actual bill. There's a conversation stopper. But there is a real issue emerging in the healthcare debate, and even supporters of the reform are struggling to find an answer to it. More after this from Charlie. The big issue dogging the president's Affordable Care Act is the affordable part. As the price lists come out, some individuals and business owners are finding they can't keep their own policies, and the new policies are not going to be any cheaper. Companies are also saying that the new law is the reason they're moving to part-time workers. And I brought this up with one of the act's big supporters, Democratic Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State. He points out that nothing in the act is forcing workers to make more employees part-time.
And if they do that, employees have the full legal right to insist that they take the compensation and wages or an hourly rate increase. So there are options available to working people if, in fact, an employer does that.
So what he's saying to those workers who find themselves working part-time and having to pay their own premiums is to demand that their boss give them a raise to make up for the extra cost of their health care. Which might work if you have a strong union. Except most employees these days don't even have a weak union. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.